Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold for dictating an endoscopy report on Dawn Collop, date of birth 2/3/1970, date of procedures November 30th, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold for DO, referring physician is Dr. Amy Jackson. Procedure performed. Is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as cold biopsies. Next line indication: nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, epigastric pain, screening for colon cancer. Next line. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as emergency role, extends to the patient. Period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, state of training, anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period. A retroflex tube is obtained with the cardio. Period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. Patient was then turned around on a left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal exam was normal. Period. A well lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, complex of the folds. Common careful examination was made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex tube was obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Bowel preparation was poor on the right side. Boston bowel prep score was six, one, two, three. Period. Make that 1-3-2, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications, period. Findings, number one, at upper endoscopy, next line, there was a proximal circumferential inlet patch. This was biopsied for histology, next line. There was evidence of a diminutive mid-esophageal polyp, which was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. The Z-line was irregular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. There were two tongues of salmon-colored mucosa noted that were both over 10 millimeters each. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for histology and to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line. Gastric erythema was noted throughout, biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to D2. There was erythema noted in the duodenal bulb that was biopsied for histology. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 biopsy to rule out biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, right transverse and left sided random biopsies were obtained to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was an area of abnormal raised mucosa noted in the ascending colon. This did not look particularly like polyp, but was mildly erythematous. Biopsies were obtained to rule out any underlying pathology. Next line, there was a diminutive descending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, and there was a small rectal sessile polyp diminutive removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was no evidence of any larger polyps or masses noted. However, the Boston Bowel Prep score was 6, 1-2-3, with poor prep on the right side with a sticky adherent stool, making it difficult to visualize the underlying mucosa. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis noted. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was evidence of skin tags on the external there was evidence of external skin tags. Next line, plan. Number one, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy next available in approximately 4 to 6 weeks due to poor prep on the right side with two-day prep. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, if biopsies are positive for Barrett's, which I suspect that they will be, we'll recommend PPI daily.